This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, March 21. Well, another very quiet day in the futures complex with basically the trading range the same as the day before. We ended up pretty much where we were the day before. April live cattle down just 25 cents. April feeders down 15. So we're not moving much at all in the futures. And clearly the market is waiting to see what the cash is going to do. So far, really the only reports we've seen are some head traded, about 1,100 head traded in Kansas at 186, which would be down 2 from the national average of last week. Other cash trade is quiet so far. Box beef values were also quietly mixed. Choice was up 22 cents at 313. Select was down 47 cents at 303. The spread gained 69 cents. We're sitting at 1073. Movement was 136 loads. So another day of pretty solid box beef volume. Slaughter rate yesterday, 116,000 heads. We're starting to back off there again. For the week, we're at 358,000 head. That's 7,000 more than a week ago, but down 20,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash markets from Tuesday, just 1,500 head traded nationwide. Average price 253, so that's up a couple dollars from Monday's average. The seven-day moving average was up 39 cents. We're sitting at 251.41. So, you know, no backing away in the cash feeders on the Fed trade. That was quite strong last week, and so this week we're just waiting to see if we get some follow-through. So far, it's backing off a little bit, but we don't have a lot of volume traded to really feel comfortable with establishing a market. Now, we got a cattle on feed report out on Friday. The market's probably, you know, waiting to see what that does, but also, again, just waiting for the cash markets to develop. That should get rolling, I would think, today. Packers trying to control some red margins here, and weights are starting to increase, so feedlots have to be cautious here as well. But demand has been very sluggish coming into this week. And again, we're seeing box beef pick up this week, and perhaps that's because we're getting past the Easter holiday, and maybe retailers are going to do a lot of catching up as we head into the spring season. Cold temperatures across the northern half of the country aren't helping, but you know, at some point, we're going to be past that window of preparing for the grilling season. Usually mid-March to early April is when you stamp those seasonal highs. So we're in that time window. The market's given us some signals, but obviously it's not quite ready to roll over yet. So we're still waiting. Probably get one more good, strong push to the upside, and that should set that seasonal high and take us down into the summer months. My guess will be August, because we're expecting some pretty heavy placements in February, and that would bunch up a lot of cattle into that August timeframe, which is normally a weak time of year anyway for Fed prices. So if you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.